DC edition of. Man, I do that every time. Hello and welcome to the DC edition of Geekcast. I always start right before it actually starts. So
yeah,
that's a good time.
Like, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's like, shut up, you. I know what I'm doing. I've done this before.
Yeah, that should be where it starts, but it doesn't. Well, that's our intro. This is a DC TV version of our Geekcast. I'm Justin Bissonnette. I'm joined by Evan Gillespico. What's up, Evan?
Not much. We're just talking about some Legend of Korra stuff and some Avatar. And we'll get into that later. Not today, obviously. We're trying to knock out DC TV. And to me, some of it is a knockout, and some of it's a big miss.
Yeah. I'm admittedly a Marvel fanboy, and I'm kind of happy about this show because I think I can be more critical. I'm kind of protective of some of the Marvel stuff, but I'm looking forward to jumping into some of what I don't like.
Well, like, I always defend Iron Man 3 as one of, like, I really liked Iron Man 3. I know the big fucking reveal is not what a lot of people wanted, but, like, but we'll get into that on another fucking, this is DC TV time. Okay.
Today is DC's day. But we will jump right into to some Teen Titan. We won't necessarily call this.
Real quick, did you see AMC's?
Titan.
Yeah, real quick, and then I swear we'll get to Teen Titans. Did you see AMC's doing every Marvel movie in a row to lead up to Ultron?
Holy shit! Yeah,
they
I may not leave the house.
Starting like Wednesday day.
Yeah, that should be amazing.
I don't think I could eat popcorn for that many hours. Okay, all right, Teen Titans.
I might get with it. But into
I might try it.
Teen Titans.
Yes. Okay, so admittedly, I'm not the biggest Teen Titans aficionado. Like, I watched the animated show on Cartoon Network and WB or whatever it was on, and I really enjoyed that. And when it came back from Promonition, they re-kind of booted the book with Ravager, who's Slade's daughter, which I actually we'll get into. And a couple other characters, and I really got into it. And then it sort of lost me after a while. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll go back to Marvel because I started reading Ultimate Spider-Man, and that was fucking great. And so I'm not the biggest Teen Titans guy. So for Big Ricky and whoever else listens, sorry. But I do have ideas for Teen Titans. It's not like, oh, Batman shows up and he fights Nightwing. It'd be sweet. Essentially, what I'd like is Teen Titans to tie into all the other universes, like The Flash, Arrow, Constantine, which I want to talk about too, and eventually Supergirl. Like, to me, I don't see why they need to be separate. Like, Buffy and Angel did it. Like, I think Angel was on another channel from Buffy, but they still kind of crossed over into each other's universes. And I think that'd be pretty kick-ass if DC could swing that too. It'd make me a bigger fan, honestly, because I have a feeling that the Marvel TV isn't really going to mesh with non-Marvel stuff, like, I mean, X-Men and whatever else.
Yeah. And I think something that's really nice about the DC TV is how well they've done at building a universe in the individual shows, you know, so.
Yeah, and, like, the Teen Titans have I'll get into what I want to see out of it in a minute. Like, the Teen Titans have an easy in to the Arrow universe in Slade. Slade's daughter, Ravager, have they introduced her? I guess spoilers, maybe? Spoilers. It's spoilers for me because I haven't seen the show.
I don't know. They haven't introduced her yet as of mid-season, mid-season finale, depending on how much you believe in that word. So far, we haven't been introduced to her. I think he's made references, though. So,
okay. Well, like, there's an easy way to tie in, make her one of the villains, and then have the guy who plays Slade on there show up. Having the Flash show up isn't a bad thing. The Flash was a member of the fucking team Junior Flash, or... No, that wasn't it. It was a Kid Flash, sorry. You don't need Kid Flash. You need, like, Barry Flash is fine. Like, I mean... To me, Barry would make a good fit as an occasional guest because, like, the idea that I think they should sell with is, like, they're just kind of coming together as a team, figuring out teamwork and all that other, hey, buddy, I get Jess is like, oh, yeah, I want to talk Teen Titans, too. All right, Jess, you can talk Teen Titans in a minute. You know what I mean? Like, it should be a coming-together story as they learn to deal with each other for the first couple, like, the first season. And then after that, like, I'd like to see Brother Blood and the Hive take more prominent roles. Like, I have a feeling this is going to be, like, almost like Supernatural, where it's like it's got some awesome action, some kick-ass characters, but then they're going to have just like unnecessary drama just because.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, the roster is Nightwing, Starfire, Raven, Hawk and Dove, and Oracle, but she's not Oracle. I think it's just like Barbara Gordon or something. Or maybe it's Oracle, but not Barbara. Anyway. Which really makes me sad. Like, I expected that we wouldn't get Cyborg in there because of the whole Batman versus Superman fucking versus Khal Drogo, Dawn of everybody fucking splooge into one movie because we don't need fucking four movies to build up to this one event. I'm really looking forward to that movie. That just didn't give it away. And, but I got really sad for Beast Boy. I really wanted Beast, and I understand his powers are a little bit tricky, but, like, I mean, if you're going to do it, don't half-ass it. And without Beast Boy, you can still do one of my favorite stories, the Judas Project, but you really can't do it. And the spoiler, the Judas Project is when Tara shows up, and she can move, like, rocks, obviously, the name, Earth and everything. And her and Beast Boy kind of fall in love. And then, I don't know, then she betrays the Titans for Slade, I think. And then, you know, breaks Beast Boy's heart and all that. And, like, that's a great story. But you really can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could interchange Beast Boy with someone else.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, I have actually, like, unlike a lot of things, I have a decent amount of hope going forward because I watch Teen Titans Go. I think that show's hilarious. I enjoy it. And I also watch the original Teen Titans. And I own the GameCube game Teen Titans. So, yeah, I liked the animated Teen Titans. It was a fun show.
Yeah.
So
they've already set a roster for this, have they?
I believe so. I'm 99% sure that's what I read. It's kind of sad, like, that you can't do Cyborg. Like, get the actor who's going to play Cyborg in the movie to just kind of show up and, like, introduce him there. Because, he's become more prominent in the comics. Right?
Yeah.
He's become more prominent in the comics. But, like, if their idea is, like, well, we're going to introduce, like, you know, all these fucking superheroes in Dawn of Justice, he's probably the least known of them, I'm going to say. I mean, even Green Lantern had a movie attached to him. As shitty as it was, I still own it because I love fucking Ryan Reynolds. And I take that sentence exactly as it was. I would not change a word or move a word or add anything, right? He's so dreamy. I love anything Ryan Reynolds is in. I'm just a sucker for it. He's the lesser known. So, like, having him show up here be an easy, like, on-screen layup. Like, oh, that's that guy from the show we watch. Oh, shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You almost expected them to do that maybe with Green Arrow, you know, to take
or
the
Flash.
Stress
they,
of the show.
A whole different person as Flash.
Yeah. Which no one has ever introduced the character on TV, which essentially at this point, the TV shows are can be commercials for the movies, which is where most of the money is, you know? So it's kind of surprising that hasn't been done yet. We may get into some of that on the other side of the pond eventually. A character I'd like to see involved with the Teen Titans would be, you talked about Barry Allen showing up, a character that I wasn't very high on to begin with. I think Cisco would fit in there, you know, as a guest character. In a weird, you know?
No, I think that
you don't necessarily have the sidekick.
Like, that's what I hope. I hope they figured a way to make a shared TV universe.
Yeah. So we'll transition into Flash. I'm not sure how I had it on the itinerary, but since we're talking Cisco and Barry. Hey, I did have Flash up first. What have your thoughts on Flash been so far?
I'll be honest. My buddy Nate is a huge Flash fan, and I was not. I knew of Flash from the DC Animated Universe and the Justice League show, which eventually became Justice League Unlimited. And I was like, okay, I really liked him. I thought he was fun there. And I'm like, oh, but they're going to do, like, Teen Flash, and it's going to be the literal worst. Because I'll be honest, I watched, like, the first 5 episodes of Arrow, and I'm like, I'm not watching this Batman crap. This is ripoff. This is dumb. I'm going to go back and watch it because I hear great things about it now. But I was like, oh, no. But I tuned into Flash because I want to give this a try because I like Flash from the animated show. And I really like this. Like, this is right up there with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's like a kick-ass show. Like,
yeah.
I really enjoy it. Like, you're completely caught up, right?
I've missed a few episodes, but I've skipped to the latest so that I can be at least up to date on what's going on. So
okay. Like, I really like all the builds and the teases. Like, I was a little sad that Hamilton turns out to be Reverse Flash. Not Hamilton.
Oh, God damn it. I just watched the...
Right? Yeah, it just blanked me. But you know what I mean?
Is it Harris?
But then I thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I thought about it, and I'm like, well, honestly, a lot of the times they use a decoy. They're not so, it's him and it is him. It really looks like it's going to be him. Wah, wah, it was the guy next to him. So I was like, you know what? I can appreciate a little bit in it. And
I think we're definitely in for a second swerve there, you know?
I think eventually, the time travel is going to lead to Eddie somehow being involved too. But I don't know. But I'm really excited. And then the way they did Grodd, to me, was so small but so great. Like, oh, you see, he escaped. And then, like, he has, like, small evolutions in, like, the after show, like, you know, teasers. Where, like,
he's maybe
Grodd
had,
is just written.
Maybe 10 minutes of screen time throughout the series so far.
I would say even less. I would say 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Total. Like, of just him showing up. But, like, the Grodd on the wall. And then, like, the next time you see him, he's, he's still a giant ape. And he's kind of, like, scampering to grab him. And then in the last episode, he's walking on 2 legs, and you're just like, yes, this is beautiful. So I'm really excited for 2 weeks when Flash shows back up.
Yeah, my initial issue was with the supporting cast. I did not like Cisco drove me insane to begin with. But I will admit, while I'm not like full on, he has grown on me. With the depth of the characters, any show, the more depth and in-depth you get with the characters and the more purpose you have for them, the deeper you get into it, obviously. The thing that I picked up on is the slow build towards things. It's not, we're going to build something up this week and then it pays off next week. There's a lot of little things building up, which is makes you excited for where it's going in the future.
Oh, yeah. I thought the Adam was going to show up on The Flash, but he shows up on Arrow, which we'll get to, I guess, in a minute. So I was kind of sad. I really wanted to see him on that. And I'm excited. You see they're also going to do, like, another show that's in the Arrowverse. It's supposed to be, like, a team show with Adam, Captain Cold, and, like, 2 more people who I can't remember. I think they did name. Which
I had heard rumors of the Adam show. So... Which that guy's
I hope
off.
It happens. I hope it happens because Brandon Routh is kick-ass. And, the dude who plays Captain Cold, he fucking rocks it. I'm like, I like how unapologetic they are about the costumes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so like, it's so campy. But they, have you watched the crossover episode with Arrow yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing because... They didn't hide the fact that the two shows are completely different tones, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great.
Yeah. There's a line in there where basically, you know, Cisco's talking about how they give them these nicknames and they're not as, you know, it's not as real that way. And, you know, over in Sterling City, people are getting shot with arrows in the face and whatnot. It's much grittier. So, and that's real life. You know, there's the difference between two cities can be like that, you know? So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And like, it shows like a difference, like how they deal with it. Like, okay, Barry Allen's got superpowers,
yeah.
You know, Steven does not. I say Steven,
yeah.
I don't know why I said Steven. You know what I mean? Arrow doesn't. He's just
like
a great marksman.
Yeah. Well, there's that line in there too where Arrow's talking about all that he's been through, and then you have Barry Allen who watched his mother, you know, get murdered at 8 years old.
Yeah.
You know, it's how you react.
Now he finds out
how things happen. So.
Yeah, and now he finds out he might have had something to do with it. So it's all very awesome. Well, anyway, let's get back to Leonard Snart, Captain Cold. Like, I love the dude who plays him. Like, he looks like he has so much fun in that role. He's like,
yeah.
Oh, I get a cold gun? Cool. You want me to wear a parka? Oh, fuck yeah, I'm wearing that parka. And, like, he looks great. The dude who played the fire companion, they were both on Prison Break.
I watched that yesterday, yeah.
And, like, that's great. Like, so far the casting has been great. And there's one casting that I did hear that I'm excited for, but I won't spoil. It's not a real big spoiler, but really makes me happy that they got someone back, and that is exciting to me.
So are you caught up on Arrow, or you're waiting to catch up on season 3?
Oh, no, I'm on season 1 of Arrow. I'll be totally honest. So I don't mind spoilers.
Right.
It's my own fault. Nah, it's my fault for being so fucking shitty on it. Like, right now, my watching view is I'm going to try and finish out Legend of Korra season 2, 3, and 4. Then go on, as I'm doing that, watch S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter I still need to watch. And then Arrow is next on my list of things to watch.
Okay,
so
not
far away.
One of the big things is that they kill off Black Canary at some point. And, like, usually that should be something that sticks with you and that you, you know, it causes a plot change. But I can't help but every episode there's a point where I just go, man, I wish they hadn't have fucking killed her off, you know?
Yeah.
So I have really struggled with that in season 3, where as opposed to being pissed off at somebody for it happening, I'm just constantly going, man, this would be so much cleaner and unsloppy if fucking they hadn't have done that. So that disappoints me. Overall, season 3 is pretty amazing. Arrow is probably my favorite show on right now. So despite the bitching, like, I do still enjoy it quite a bit. So I guess I no comment on that one because you haven't seen the other seasons yet, huh?
Yeah. Like, I like Stephen Amell, and he seems like he really enjoys the role too. And, like, that's what I like. Like, people who enjoy the roles they're given. Not like Hugo Weaving, that arrogant prick.
He was not a horrible. We always mag.
We'll get to him.
We always drift back to Marvel somehow.
Yeah,
but
I have plenty of Marvel references that correlate. But like I said, it's virtually next on my to watch list. Like the. It's Korra, then Arrow, and obviously the things I watch in between.
And
so,
did Suicide Squad pop up in season 1, or is that a season 2 thing?
I think that's a season 2 thing.
Ah, see, because I love, speaking of casting, I love the casting of the Suicide Squad in the series. So when they did the movie and they did a whole new group, even with like those incredible like high-profile actors, I don't think I'm gonna like them more than the TV version. In particular, the guy that plays Deathshot is amazing.
Okay, I think I've seen up to where Deadshot shows up in the show too.
You've seen him in the show at least.
Yeah. Like I saw the dude who they got to play Flash in the movie, and I'm like, why wouldn't you just take the kid who's right there and who is Flash? Like,
yeah.
To me, that seems like a layup decision. Well, we could have this whole new guy and make people confused about our TV show to movie ratio, or we could just do the kid that's already done it and has actually gotten good reviews about doing it. Well, yeah. Let's go with the confusing option. It's DC.
It's frustrating. It's definitely. Let's talk some Gotham.
Let's talk.
I know
Gotham
you have
King.
Some issues with Gotham, and I know I have some issues with Gotham. So, what have your issues with Gotham been?
Okay, my main problem is they bill it as like the precursor story or like how everybody comes to be, but it's not, because the only people who aren't fully fleshed out right now are Penguin and Riddler. Like, they're the only people who aren't Penguin and Riddler yet. And you could even argue that right now Penguin is Penguin.
Yeah.
Everybody's already fleshed out. They're, like, to me, there's really no character building. It's, okay, well, you know, I'm this way, I'm already here, I'm this way. Like, Bullock's already, like, but don't get me wrong, I love Donald Logan's Bullock. He was one of the only reasons I continued to watch the show for as long as I did until I had to stop. It just became, like, groan-worthy. It's, Gordon is already 100% Gordon. Like, so there's really no change for him. Like, he might get put in a shitty position and do something he doesn't want to do, but he doesn't really, like, there's no character growth. Like, when he had to do, that with Penguin, like, the next day he's just kind of back to the way he was. Like, well, I regret it, but oh well. Back to being James Gordon. Like, he didn't, it didn't, like, the decision to kill him, like, didn't bother him, and he didn't worry. He was like, well, I'm going to do the right thing. Bullock is already shady, and so, like, I guess the story for Bullock is he becomes not shady, or you see that he goes back to the good cop he was, but it's like, I would prefer the good cop get shady and then return. Montoya and her partner are fucking, like, a mystery to me. They make, like, the worst decisions possible. Like, everybody on that show just seems to make the dumbest possible decisions at all times for the sake of drama, and there's no need.
Yeah. That's my biggest issue. Like, this is going to sound really lame, but there's no Batman. Like, Jim Gordon can't be the hero, you know? If Jim Gordon can be the hero, then there's no need for Batman. You know, like, Jim Gordon has to be Jim Gordon, and in Gotham, he's the hero, you know?
Yeah. Like, when they announced that it was, like, a police procedural, I'm like, okay, I could actually get behind that, you know? Like, there's no supervillain yet, it's not crazy shit, it's like a Gotham procedural, and, you know, maybe we meet one or two of the characters along, like, the seasons.
No.
The first episode was like, fuck that. Like, Jesus Christ, man, just calm down. And we just got introduced to the Joker, apparently, in the last episode. So it's like, you don't give a shit. Like,
they could have waited. Like, season two is in the bag. You could have made the entire second season about the Joker, you know?
See, my booking of Gotham is that, like, it's the whole first season is, like, Gordon comes to Gotham, and he kind of learns the layout of the land. Like, the Waynes aren't killed in the first episode. They're not killed till the end of season one or the end of season two. Because, like, there's a one-off line that, who says it? Not Maroney. The other Don boss. It's not played by the guy.
I got you.
He says, like, you know, the Waynes and the Mafia, you know, we had a back and forth. But you don't ever see that. You just get this one-off line that now that the Waynes are gone, shit's going down. And it's like,
yeah, you could have seen a whole season of that.
Yeah, like, you could have gotten to know Martha and John Wayne? No, I'm just thinking the actor. What's Bruce Dad's name? You know what I mean? You could have seen a whole season or two of them interacting with, like, childlike Bruce, get attached to them, and then when the time to pull the trigger comes, it's much more of an emotional hit. Instead, they're just like, nah, they're dead. Fuck them. You know this already. Here's fucking kid Bruce Wayne. And guess what? In a couple episodes, he's pretty much going to be Batman already.
Yeah.
Come on.
Which is not what you want at all. He needs to go away to become Batman, right? So we got a little bit of time left. I know you wanted to jump on Constantine as well.
I do. Is there anything you want to say about Gotham real quick? Are we already at 30 minutes? Oh, my.
Yeah, it flies.
Almost, yeah, wow.
It's like watching an episode of The Flash. It flies by. No pun intended, though. That's something else I like. It moves at a very good pace.
I don't ever feel bored.
It feels like, to go back to our wrestling roots, it feels like a episode of Nitro, you know, where they're just throwing shit at the wall. So
yeah, I gotcha. Constantine, I love. Like, man, I hope it gets a second season. Have you seen any of it?
I'm going to binge watch it. That's something that I will, commercial breaks will upset me. So, I love the movie that came out. So
it's nothing. Well, it is kind of like the movie, but really it's not. And actually I enjoyed the movie because I had no context of Constantine in advance. And I really liked the way the movie handled the devil, Lucifer, as like the shifty used car salesman, not like the silver tongue, super handsome guy. Just like, anyway, the show fucking blows the movie out of the water. Like, they don't have the budget that the show does, that the movie did, but my God, I love what they do. Like, the dude who plays Constantine is a great fucking prick. It's like a really good stuff. So I would recommend anybody to watch Constantine.
In the power,
I hope
of
it gets into the
more universe. In the message than it is the powers and all that stuff. You know, it's more in the, you know, kind of more the political side of it. So
yeah. And real quick, fuck Fantastic Four. I don't know if that's Marvel or DC, because I'm not sure what it really is, but it looks terrible.
Yeah.
And so there, we got a minute left or something? Or we just going to roll over?
We have 3 minutes left. This is.
Oh, really? Because I rushed through Constantine.
I'm
going to take my time with Constantine. I like
Constantine
because somehow, I don't know how, but the original pilot, I showed up on my computer. I don't know how it happened. It just, by the good grace of God himself, you know what I mean? Odin himself said,
Like a U2 album?
Yeah, it just showed up there. So I was like, okay, I'll watch you. And I was like, I didn't really like the girl that they went with. And actually, they keep the pilot pretty much the same, except at the end, she fucks off. She's like, nah, I don't want to do this. And like, that made me like her a whole lot more, because I'm like, you know what? Right on, man. Like, you don't want to be a part of this creepy, weird, supernatural world? Right on to you to be like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out. And I really like that. I like people who are like, you know what? This is above my head. Fuck this. And from there on, it just got really good. I like the dude to play Constantine. I like the way he works. There's a couple little neat things that you see in his, like, in his little Fortress of Solitude. And his Fortress of Solitude is pretty kick-ass itself, the cabin. And so far, the story's just been really fun. The characters all have chemistry with each other and interact very well, I think. It's been pretty well written. It's a slow burn and of the main story. But there's, like, two or three main stories going on. There's never, like, a filler episode. An episode will always relate to one of the main three things. And I don't want to say what it is because you're going to watch it. But, like, and that's what I appreciate. There's no, like, well, this week they just fought fucking zombies. Nothing happened. They fought zombies.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, all right. But they might not all be consecutive, like, story one, story one, story one, story one's resolved, story two, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
yeah.
Episode
but it's all
is story
at the
one.
Same time. That's what really gets the hooks in, you know?
Yeah. It's like story one, story two, and three. Then we'll come back to story one. I'm like, all right, fair enough. Like that slow burn of like, oh, good stuff.
Well, awesome. Well, I think we will jump back into the Marvel Universe on the next episode.
Aren't we supposed to do DC movies next?
We got to do DC movies. I don't know if we can hold off another week, but we may have to do a quick Marvel update. DC movies. DC movies feel like they're a million years away right now. But I guess Superman versus Batman's coming up soon, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we can do a split show. I mean, we can just do comic movie whatever next week.
Yeah.
And talk about all comic movies. Like Lucy.
All right.
Which sounds kick-ass, but, like, that sounds dumb as shit.
You used 40% of your brain.
I don't know.
How could you function?
Yeah.
How did that?
It was rough. I don't know.
Did you watch it?
It's always in the $5 bin at Walmart, and I'm always tempted. So
really? If I see it in the $5 bin, I would pay $5 for that.
Yeah.
I like Scarlett Johansson enough, and, like, it looks kick-ass. Just the idea is stupid as shit.
I'd say the $5 bin, but, you know, like, the buy these DVDs because we have too many bin, you know? So
I want to say it's
like $11 maybe, you know? Just right outside of, like, I'm going to jump on this.
Yeah,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah, and this is all bonus content for our archive listeners, all, like, three of them. So this is the insight that they, extra mile.
Thanks for listening.
So that's awesome. We will put together a show for next week. Next Wednesday seemed to work out better. So I think we will move everything to Wednesday. And, we'll figure that out, and we'll be back in a week.
Who knows? Maybe we'll talk
with
later.
Excelsior, True Believers?
Excelsior, True Believers.
Right. Later.
See you, best.